terrified, and still unable to comprehend what had happened, Muhammad stumbled down the mountainside to Khadija. By the time he reached her, he was crawling on his hands and knees, shaking convulsively. "Cover me," he cried, as he flung himself into her lap. Khadija wrapped him in a cloak and held him in her arms until his fear abated. She had no doubts at all about the revelation. "This was no jinni," she insisted. "God would never play such a cruel trick on a man who had honestly tried to serve him." "You are kind and considerate to your kin," she reminded him. "You help the poor and forlorn and bear their burdens. You're striving to restore the high moral qualities that your people have lost. You honour the guest and go to the assistance of those in distress. This cannot be, my dear." Muhammad and Khadija had probably discussed their dawning understanding of the true nature of a religion that went beyond ritual performance and required practical compassion and sustained moral effort. To reassure Muhammad, Khadija consulted her cousin Waraka, the Hanif, who had studied the scriptures of the people of the book and could give them expert advice. Waraka was jubilant. "Holy, holy," he cried when he heard what had happened. "If you have spoken the truth to me, O Khadija, there has come to him the great divinity who came to Moses aforetime, and lo, he is the prophet of his people." The next time Waraka met Muhammad in the Haram, he kissed him on the forehead and warned him that his task would not be easy. Waraka was an old man and not likely to live much longer, but he wished he could be alive to help Muhammad when the Quraysh expelled him from the city. Muhammad was dismayed. He could not conceive of a life outside Mecca. "Would they really cast him out?" he asked in dismay. Waraka sadly told him that a prophet was always without honour in his own country. It was a difficult beginning, fraught with fear, anxiety, and the threat of persecution. Yet the Quran has preserved another account of the experience on Mount Hira, in which the descent of the spirit is described as an event of wonder, gentleness, and peace, similar to the conception of Jesus in the womb of Mary. "We sent him down on the night of destiny. And what can tell you of the night of destiny? The night of destiny is better than 1,000 months. The angels come down, the spirit upon her, by permission of their Lord from every order. Peace she is until the rise of dawn."